This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
The United Nations Human Rights Office says there's more and more proof that war crimes were committed in Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the story.
The United Nations Human Rights Office has said there is more and more proof that war crimes were committed in Ukraine. Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, called the information coming out of Ukraine a detailed horror story of violations perpetrated against civilians. The UNHCR spokesperson, Ravina Shamdasani, said 92% of those cases came from Russian forces.
There is evidence mounting of war crimes being committed, and these include indiscriminate shelling and bombing of populated areas, summary execution of civilians.
The UNHCR added in a statement that Ukrainian forces also use weapons with indiscriminate effect in the east of the country. Shamdasani said seeing what's happening now, she worries for what will happen in the future.
We are very concerned. We're very worried about what's coming next.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared the besieged Ukrainian port city of Mariupol liberated after nearly 2 months of fighting, even though Russian forces have not been able to penetrate the city's massive Azovstal steel plant that remains in the hands of Ukrainian fighters and civilians. Rather than storming the plant, Putin has ordered a blockade of the facility. Observers believe the tactic is intended to save Russian soldiers' lives and possibly starve out the fighters and civilians inside the plant. U.S. President Joe Biden has also said there is no evidence Mariupol has fallen, but weeks of Russian bombing have flattened the city. More than 100,000 Ukrainians are believed to be trapped in the city. This is VOA News.